The Tafsir of Surat Lam Yakun, Al-Bayyinah, Chapter 98, Al-Qur'an. This surah was revealed in Al-Madinah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this surah to Ubay radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Ahmad recorded from Anas bin Malik radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ubay bin Ka'ab radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, translation: Verily Allah has commanded me to recite to you those who disbelieve from among the people of the scripture. Ubay radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, He, that is Allah, mentioned me by name to you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, translation: Yes. So he, that is Ubay radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, cried. Al-Bukhari, Muslim, At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasai all recorded this hadith from Shubah radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة.
Translation: Those who disbelieve from among the people of the scripture and the idolaters were not going to leave until they came to them the Bayyina, a messenger from Allah reciting purified pages, wherein are upright books. And the people of the scripture deferred not until after there came to them the Bayyina. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah, making religion purely for Him alone. Hunafa, and that they perform salah and give zakah, and that is the right religion. The first topic in this tafsir is mentioning the situation of the disbelievers among the people of the scripture and the idolaters. As for the people of the scripture, they are the Jews and the Christians, and the idolaters are the worshippers of idols and fire among the Arabs and the non-Arabs. Mujahid said, they are not going. Translation: to leave, meaning they will not be finished until the truth becomes clear to them. Qatada also said the same thing. Translation: until there came to them the Bayyina, meaning this Quran. This is why Allah says, those who disbelieve from among the people of the scripture and idolaters were not going to leave until they came to them the Bayyina. Then he explains what the Bayyina is by saying, a messenger from Allah reciting purified pages, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the magnificent Quran he recites, which is written down amongst the Most High gathering in purified pages. This is similar to Allah's statement in records held in honor, exalted, purified in the hands of scribes, that is angels, honorable and obedient. Chapter 80, verse 13 to 16, Al-Quran. Then Allah says, translation, wherein are upright books. Ibn Jarir said, meaning in the purified pages are books from Allah that are upright, just and straight. They have no mistakes in them because they are from Allah, the mighty and majestic. The next topic is the deferring only occurred after the knowledge came. Allah says, and the people of the scripture deferred not until after they came to them the Bayyina. This is similar to Allah's statement, and be not as those who divided and deferred among themselves after the Bayyinat came to them. It is they for whom there is an awful torment. This refers to the people of those divinely revealed scriptures that were sent down to the nations that were before us. After Allah established the proofs and evidences against them, they divided and deferred concerning that which Allah had intended in their scriptures, and they had many differences. This is like what has been reported in a hadith that has many routes of transmission. Verily, the Jews differed until they became 71 sects, and verily the Christians differed until they became 72 sects. And this ummah, that is the Muslims, will divide into 73 sects, and all of them will be in the fire except one. They, that is Sahaba, said, "Who are they, O Messenger of Allah?" He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, translation, "Those who are upon what I and my companions are upon." The next topic is the command of Allah was merely that they make their religion solely for Him, that is Allah. Allah says, "And they were commanded not, but that they should worship Allah, making religion purely for Him alone." This is similar to Allah's statement. Translation, "And we did not send any messenger before you, but we revealed to him, La ilaha illa ana." Thus Allah says, translation, "Hunafa," meaning avoiding shirk and being truly devout to Tawheed. This is like Allah's statement, "And verily, we have sent among every ummah a messenger," that is proclaiming, "Worship Allah and avoid the taghut," that is false deities. A discussion of the word Hanif has already been mentioned previously and in Surat Al-An'am, so there is no need to repeat it here. See Volume 3, the Tafsir of Surat Al-An'am, and Volume 4, the Tafsir of Surat Al-A'raf, and perform Salah. And this is the best of the physical forms of worship, and give Zakah. This is doing good to the poor and the needy. And that is the right religion, meaning the upright and just religion, or the nation that is straight and balanced.